Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Truth is, Huber Davis inherited a program in decline. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Recently, I watched a replay of the 2017 Duke Carolina game from the Smith Center, a battle between teams with pros and great college players. Duke had Jason Tatum, Luke Kennard, Grayson Allen, and Frank Jackson, who all got guaranteed NBA contracts after the season. UNC had first-rounders Justin Jackson and Tony Bradley, and ensuing free agents Luke May, Joel Berry, Kennedy Meeks, Isaiah Hicks, and Theo Pinson. It was a classic blue blood battle. The Tar Heels won and went on to a second straight and fifth Final Four under Roy Williams, winning his third national championship in 13 years, during which Duke reached two Final Fours and won two NCAA titles. The next 4 years, neither team got to the final weekend of the season, although the Blue Devils went to the last possession of the Elite Eight twice before COVID canceled the Big Dance in 2020 and Duke was not invited in 21. If you remember, UNC also trended downward those 4 years. Bradley turned pro as a freshman, and the undersized 2018 Heels lost an NCAA second-round game to Texas A&M at the de facto home court in Charlotte. The next year with Kobe White, they got blown out by Auburn in the Sweet 16. Back in the tourney a year ago, Roy's last team lost badly in the first round. Obviously, Carolina wasn't great in 2021, despite sweeping Duke, and losing three of its top four big men left gaping holes for Huber to fill. Brady Manek has been the key to opening the floor. Darson Garcia has terrific potential if and when he returns. Love and R.J. Davis are good, not great, and the team's depth has dwindled with average subs and unready freshmen. So it's always about the players, who comes, who develops, who stays, and who leaves. Successor John Shire has signed the number one recruiting class, and obviously Mike Krzyzewski's fingerprints are all over those incoming five stars. Coach K will retire, but Duke's one-and-done story will go on. Clearly, the Tar Heels need more good players than they've had the last few years, and whether they get them will write Hubert's story more than any record they achieve on the court. The best incoming freshman is pure point guard Seth Trimble, the half-brother of J.P. Tokoto and considered near the top prospect at his position. We'll see what the rest of the class does, and we'll decide the immediate future of Carolina basketball, good or not so. This is Archansky. See ya.